Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The nuclear plant trouble in Japan is being closely watched here in the U.S. In Massachusetts, there's one nuclear plant of similar design to the one that's damaged in Japan. It's the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant in Plymouth, and the operators assured state officials yesterday that that facility is safe. However, as WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports, the emergency across the world is reminding residents of the reactor in their own town.
If you follow the coastline past the mansions and seaside cottages, you'll eventually pass a big concrete tower on the beach. It's hard to see it through the trees, but it's clearly of another era, all the way back to the 1960s.
You go by then, it looks like a fortress. So, you didn't really think that much could get into it.
17-year-old Brendan Duggan lives nearby. He says he never thought much about the Pilgrim Power Station until the earthquake and tsunami wrecked similar nuclear plants in Japan.
It took a big disaster to mess up the one in Japan, so as long as earthquake or the tides don't get too rough out here, then I don't think we have much of a problem.
Terry Jones is less relaxed.
I wish the contract would end, of course. If I'm going to go, I might as well just sit right there.
Actually, that contract is up for renewal. Representatives from Pilgrim have spent the last few days reassuring people of the plant's safety. Spokesman Dave Tarantino says it requires a 48-hour security check for outsiders to enter the plant. So he describes the reactor while sitting in my car.
Well, it's a boiling water reactor. We use uranium to create steam through the fission process, and the steam is piped into the turbines, which spin, and they're connected into the generator, and the generator produces the electricity.
It's basically a giant pressure cooker. As in Japan, Pilgrim uses seawater to cool off the reactor.
And in the unlikely event of an accident in which there was fuel damage and radioactive gases were released, the containment structure is designed, just as the word sounds, to contain that radioactive material inside that steel structure.
Think of a giant steel bulb placed over a pressure cooker. That's the same type of containment structure as the plants in Japan. But Tarantino says that's where the comparison ends.
The geology is not the same. The things that happened over in Japan really can't happen here, or they don't happen here, and they never have. And so why would we expect them to happen here now?
He's right. Massachusetts is not located on a major fault line. And the only East Coast tsunamis on record hit Newfoundland after an earthquake in 1929. Apparently, it didn't affect our coast. Tarantino says the Pilgrim reactor is built to withstand lower-level earthquakes and storm surges. And Pilgrim has weathered quite a few nor'easters just fine, he says. But the images of failing nuclear reactors in Japan may make a community that's already uneasy about nuclear power downright scared.
We just have to call a timeout and examine whether or not those safety features, which are going to be necessary in the future, are built into new nuclear power plants in our country.
Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey is voicing concern about nuclear power. He told New England Cable News yesterday that he wants a moratorium on siting nuclear plants in seismically active zones. Even though Markey knows Pilgrim isn't located near a fault line, he wants greater scrutiny of it and existing nuclear plants. It's not clear what this could mean for Pilgrim. The power station is under review for a new license. Its current permit expires next year. The plant provides energy for about 600,000 homes. That's about 8% of the state's total energy needs. Nuclear power supporters say that could be hard to replace with other power sources, and it's too soon to know whether the problems in Japan have any implications for Pilgrim or any other reactors in the U.S. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.